This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. The University of Nevada, Reno has a new center that has just opened in downtown Reno, creating not just a buzz, but a new opportunity for collaboration and innovation for the region. It's called the Innovation Center, spelled with N-E-V instead of N-O, to emphasize Nevada's leadership while making sure there isn't a no when it comes to innovation. The center is powered by Switch, and we'll find out exactly what that means as well. University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson is in the studio today, along with his guests, Heidi Gansert, Executive Director of External Relations, and Myrtle Gautam, Vice President of Research and Innovation. Heidi, welcome to KUNR.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Myrtle, nice to have you in our studios once again. Welcome.
David, thank you. Pleased to be here.
And Mark, we always look forward to your monthly visits to our studios. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for this opportunity.
And with that, Mark, I'll turn the microphones over to you to help our listeners get acquainted with your guests and today's focus on the university's Innovation Center.
Thank you, David. Let me introduce both Heidi and Myrtle to the community. Heidi, as Executive Director of External Relations, what is your role at the university?
I've been with the university for about 3 years now, and I do quite a bit of economic development and community outreach. I work closely with EDON and a lot of businesses that are either here in our community or are looking to move to Reno.
And Myrtle, as Vice President for Research and Innovation, what is your role at the university?
Our role is to be amongst the best universities in the country, whether it's research, innovation, entrepreneurial activity, or basic service that we provide to the community, and make sure the programs are in place and faculty are involved. And that's what my role is over here.
What we'd like to talk about today is this new University of Nevada, Reno Innovation Center powered by Switch. And this is a really new venture for the university. I think it's going to be, in its first couple of years, a real experiment on how this facility works. The Innovation Center is a physical building of about 25,000 square feet located at 450 Sinclair in Reno, right next to the Discovery Center. So, Myrtle, you're the executive in charge of the Innovation Center. Could you give us the vision and the role of this new venture?
I walked into an environment where the leadership at the university and in the city were just ready to work together. What we didn't have in this region is a land-grant university being a critical component of the economic development that was needed in this area. This building serves that purpose. It's not the building, it's the university reaching out into the community and providing resources to the community creatives and the new entrepreneurs and the startup companies to come into this building and experience the ideation and the creation and the incubation and acceleration of their ideas and of their startup companies. So working with the city and working with our faculty and staff, we are providing a resource at the university to the entire Northern Nevada region that they can access and take their ideas to a commercializable product.
That's great. I like to refer to this not as a building either. I like to refer to this space as a tool for economic development. Heidi, what do you envision as the impact of this new venture on the whole community?
I think it's going to have just a significant impact. I remember talking to our mayor, Hillary Sheevy, about how we could better connect with the businesses in the community. And at the time, she was looking at using part of City Hall. But this building became available through the city of Reno. It was their former permitting building, and we were able to purchase it. And so now we've got 25,000 square feet that we can share with the community. So we expect entrepreneurs to come in, new businesses, old businesses, people who want to work with our students and with our faculty to advance their businesses in the center. And what's so nice about it is it's located right at the edge of downtown and midtown, so really in the heart of the community. So it's easy to get to, and it's a place that will be open and very welcoming to our community. I'm very excited about it.
We're all excited about it, and it is going to be an experiment. Each day is going to be a bit different. So, Myrtle, how's this going to operate? Who's going to be in there? How can the community actually participate in using this tool?
My hope is that in the morning when I want to get into the building, I can't because it's so busy. Just yesterday, we had a group from Leipzig, Germany, This lady came here to see what this is all about. We had folks from Carson City, from Adams Hub. So we want this to be a place where not just folks in Reno or from the university, but everybody in this Northern Nevada region can come and make use of this great opportunity of a collaborative workspace, a co-working space, an incubation space, and above all, a makerspace, which typically is not available in buildings and in centers such as this, and get access to the three or four things that really matter, which is mentoring, networking, education, and the early stage seed funding. So this building welcomes everybody. You can be a member in this building on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. If you want to have a company, a pre-company actually, you can come set up shop there. You'll have an address, and you have access to the resources on campus.
About a year ago, I had a conversation with the Collective, which is a group of business operators downtown, and they said, gee, we have a tool library. People can check out tools to make things with, but we have no space to make things with. So talk about the makerspace.
So we're offering a space that has more 3D printers per square foot than any place that I know of. 11 3D printers, laser cutters, CNC mill, 8 CNC mill. If you want to take things off of a piece of metal, you want to add and then do advanced manufacturing, hand tools. Anybody who has an idea on a paper napkin can walk in there. If they know how to use those machines, we'll make sure you know how to use the machines. And we'll give you a passport. If you don't, we'll do it for you. We'll make the AutoCAD files, give you a prototype, and then you can see if that's worth moving forward. If you're an individual who's working on an idea, you can prototype.
This is KUNR's Beyond the Headlines, and the topic today on our University Spotlight segment is the university's new Innovation Center on Sinclair Street on the north edge of downtown Reno that has opened its doors to the community to further facilitate economic development and collaboration throughout our region. University President Mark Johnson is talking with Vice President of Research and Innovation, Myrtle Gautam, and Executive Director of External Relations, Heidi Gansert.
And Heidi, you've been involved in the development of NASIC, which is an advanced autonomous system organization, and they're going to be housed in this building along with NVIE.
Industry Excellence, yeah.
Nevada Industry Excellence.
Right.
So talk about what's going to happen on the top floor of this building.
Right. So on the third floor, we have NASIC and NVIE, which are both focused on advanced manufacturing. So Nevada Advanced Autonomous Systems Innovation Center is part of the university, and folks will have access to our faculty members who have tremendous expertise in computer science and mechanical engineering and all sorts of things. They'll be available on the third floor. They also have a little fly zone. So we've been working on drone technology for some time, and we've been able to put a small zone there. And then Nevada Industry Excellence is a statewide organization that receives some funding from the federal government, but also from the state to help manufacturers. So they work on lean manufacturing and conservation, just done tremendous work across the state. They're very well respected. And so we're fortunate that they're also located in the building on the third floor.
Let me go back to Myrtle. And we've covered the basement, which is the makerspace, and the top floor, which will be offices of organizations of the university reaching out statewide. Kind of describe what's happening on the first floor and the second floor.
So if you walk into the building, it's such a warm, welcoming space, actually. It's not your living room, but it's a place where you want to walk in and you know you can do things. There is a concept cafe, about a 40 people seating capacity, full audiovisual capability. That's a co-working space. You can have events over there in the morning if you wish, pitch sessions, you name it. Then there are conference rooms that are available to the community, whether it's the Entrepreneur Assembly, various groups that are involved in philanthropy and public service. And there's a collaboration room. We can come in and work in groups and write on the walls and everything else. And if you go up to the second floor, we have this huge conference room with wonderful audiovisual capability. We also have the venture row up there, again, with conference rooms, a place where mentors will be available. You can consult with the Osmond Center representatives. Switch will be housed up there. Essentially, you can get the kind of information you need on how to start a company and how not to do things and how to avoid the mistakes that others have in the past.
This is a facility, the University of Nevada, Reno Innovation Center, powered by Switch. Heidi, tell us about how in the world we got involved with Switch and how would you describe this partnership?
Well, we have a tremendous partnership with Switch, and we're very grateful. So the story goes is we went down and visited their innovation center in Southern Nevada. So they have a building where they open it up and have meetings and collaborative space and so forth. And the founder, Rob Roy, when he realized we were trying to build something similar in nature, something with the same type of concept in the North, came up immediately. He was up within a few days in Reno, looked at the building, and decided he wanted to partner with us. They came in and helped redesign the interior and provided a lot of ideas around how to operate the building with the public to make sure that we could really be supportive of our community and innovation that could happen here. So it's been a tremendous partnership. They also helped us bring the best fiber in town to the building. So fiber, of course, and connectivity is extremely important, and they helped us with that so that you will have lightning speed fiber available for the folks who are working in the building.
That's great. And Switch is going to have an office in the building so that they can manage their operations as they move to Northern Nevada.
That's correct. So they will have space on the second floor, and they are investing several billion dollars east of Reno, out by Tesla, to build another data co-location center. So we're excited to have them in Northern Nevada because when you have companies of that magnitude come in, there's a huge multiplier on other companies and more jobs being available in the community. And these are high-paying jobs, technology-type jobs that are really changing and transforming our area.
That's great. So, Myrtle, who else besides Switch will have some regular location in this building?
So the Osmond Center for Entrepreneurship will have mentors, whether it's marketing, finance, legal, you name it. And it's amazing how this has brought together people from the Bay Area up to the Incline, Carson City, Genoa, down to Las Vegas. They're all so excited about this place. That's a part which I'm just so impressed with coming to Reno, Northern Nevada 2 years ago. Then we also have potentially several representatives of a European government who will set up shop here to encourage startups to come to Reno so they can get access to the markets in the Bay Area and other places in the U.S. Now we have companies who want space out there.
So Sierra Angels is an angel investor group. Mm-hmm. And because of our emphasis on taking intellectual properties and moving them toward commercialization and innovation, they just recognized us for a formal relationship, right?
Yes. So we are the second in 18 years to be named as honorary member of the Sierra Angels. Now, most of these groups, Sierra Angels or VCs, come in and provide funding to companies which are little established. But what Sierra Angels has done is they've recognized the importance of providing support to the ecosystem that helps create companies such as this. And our own faculty now suddenly feel empowered and encouraged to take their ideas out of the lab and try new things.
And EDON is going to work in this building some as well?
We are partnering with EDON in setting up the Summit VMS mentoring group to provide this mentoring service to our members in the Innovation Center.
This is the University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm David Stipik with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. He's visiting today about the new Innovation Center in downtown Reno with Vice President of Research and Innovation Myrtle Gautam and Executive Director of External Relations Heidi Gansert.
So Heidi, as the Executive Director of External Relations, are probably our closest person in the community. What's been the community reaction to this new venture for the university?
It's been tremendous. We had our opening last month, and it was standing room only. The governor came and spoke. We had the mayor. We had city council members. We had county commissioners. We had a great turnout from entrepreneurs in this community. It was thrilling to see so many people excited for us to be there and to open our doors to the community.
Yeah, I got that same reaction. It's a physical venture to show concretely that the university has a real desire to be part of the community.
I think being better connected raises the bar for the entire community. And I mentioned earlier that we have some really large companies that are moving to this area, but along with those are smaller companies. And all those pieces together strengthen this community, and it's transformative. So the stronger the university is, it makes our economic base more diversified.
So, Myrtle, this is a building, a tool that's open to the public. How does an individual schedule something?
We have a website, unr.edu/innovation, with the NEV. We are working with our extended studies now. They'll provide the backbone of getting members in and such. So all the information will be available on our website.
President Johnson, you've been visiting with Heidi Gansert and Myrtle Gowden from your team at the university here. And as I'm listening, it strikes me that this Innovation Center is an intentionally accessible effort, not just for engineers, technicians, scientists. It's really an open invitation extended to all kinds of talents and people with ideas to participate.
On a smaller scale, we have the De La Mar Engineering and Science Library on the campus that also has 3D printers and laser cutters in a smaller space. But what we've learned is that the artists and the journalists and the marketing folks are joining the engineers and the scientists in these makerspaces, and it's going to generate a great amount of creativity from the artistic to the engineering.
And Mark, what does the Innovation Center and all it represents mean to you as president of this university at a key moment in time in our region?
The new Innovation Center represents a couple of things. One is as we have developed this Innovation Center, we've worked very, very closely with the city. We've worked very closely with businesses, and it has really enhanced our ability to show the community that we are truly wanting to be a part of the Reno-Sparks, Washoe County, and Northern Nevada region and help with economic development as one of the players. The second thing is we have created here a real tool to develop innovation in the region and to help, as Heidi just told us, a real opportunity for the diversification of the economy of Northern Nevada. And ever since this terrible recession that we went through, people in this region have begun to really work together and realize that this is not the old Northern Nevada community. It is a new and vibrant, expanding advanced manufacturing community. And this is going to be an opportunity for the university to help this community grow.
And we'll have more information and links related to the new Innovation Center on our website at kunr.org. And Mark, as we wrap up, I want to thank your guests, the university's Vice President of Research and Innovation, Myrtle Gowden. Myrtle, good to have you with us.
David, thank you.
And also Heidi Gansert, Executive Director of External Relations. Heidi, thanks for joining the conversation today.
Thank you so much.
And once again, University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson, all the best to you and your team in leading this effort, and thanks for sharing this visit with our listeners today.
Thank you.
And that's today's University Spotlight. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik, and you're listening to Beyond the Headlines.